Born and raised in Estonia, Arvo Pärt has become one of today's best-known contemporary composers of classical sacred music. Durham University in England recognized the importance of his work by awarding him an honorary doctorate in 2003. In fact, at latest count, Pärt has received 6 honorary doctorates. In 2007, Pärt was commissioned to compose a work for Durham University's 175th anniversary. For his text, Pärt turned to Durham for ideas. One of England's greatest writers, known as the Venerable Bede, is buried in Durham's cathedral. As you can see today, there is a prayer inscribed above Bede's tomb. Pärt decided to set that prayer to music, thereby honoring God, as well as England, Durham, the university, and the Venerable Bede, whose Ecclesiastical History of England, which he finished in the year 731 AD, earned him the title Father of English History. Among other things, Bede started referring to years as being either AD or BC, a system we still use today. Pärt's setting of Bede's prayer opens with the clarity and simplicity found in so many of his works. One writer suggests that the distance between the women's upper voices and the men's lower voices represents the vast darkness against which the Christ light will eventually shine. As the music progresses, it slowly grows more complex and more dissonant until it finally climaxes with the prayer's closing line, "And opens everlasting day."